spirits at the edge of bayonet woods. Crabgrass thickens, and catalpas bloom gigantic, hoping to hide our homestead, the poverty and grime that kept us mired here for generations, as if we were sleeping off a bender for 100 years. Sooty hankies against our mouths, in the kitchen, chicken spitting in the fryer, thick smoke rising, and we're in the mine shafts, the ones that swallowed our men and cooked them and spat them into our beds. Forgive us, Lord, we did not know them, humpbacked and ruined, crawling toward us, wanting clean shirts, kisses, more children. Tell me, what was a woman's purpose in those woods? Trading quail's eggs for the baby's medicine, boiling lye and animal grease to shampoo coal dust from our men's curling hair. They clung to us in sleep, that watery place, and I swear, as I lay beside my own husband, I did not know him, even as he struck me, muttering his terrors, whimpering the struggle of slowly drowning in a shaft flood, or burning alive in a coke fire. And though we pitied Grace, the valley's only suicide, we understood when she wrote, I cannot go on here, in this place. In fact, we watched her strip beside stone path where she had gone to pray, faithful to the current's constant swirling, watched her weep beside the river's illiterate banks, lay her dress upon its slick grasses, wade into the inch of loam, then lie face down in its merciful pool. Forgive her, Lord, for leaving this earth so early. She was terribly lonely.